Share number 32, continuing in Parak Gimel, Atnai Ashishi, the seventh condition of one who you will be b'teach in, who sheyeda v'yakir satayv harav sholikim meitiv l'adam. Person has to know and recognize the abundance of toiv, of good, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a person. V'sheyelikim hischel heitiv l'adam behar bechasadim v'toivos. And that Hashem began to give you so many chasadim, kindnesses, and good things. Loi mipnei shayroi lekach. Number one, you may not deserve it. Loi mipnei shayil Hashem tzarech b'zeh. You'll say, okay, if I don't deserve it, but maybe Hashem has some need to give it to me, and that's why He did it. No, He doesn't have a need, and you don't deserve it. So why? Ela b'tar nedava toiva v'chesed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to a person, all of these toivos, as a nedava, as a gift, out of kindness. K'may shebarnu le'el b'shar b'china, he says, just like we explained earlier, in the Sefer Chayvus HaLevavos in Shar b'china, k'may she'omar David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Rabbos Osiso, Ato Hashem Alikai, Nifloisecho Machshaveisecho Eleinu. You have done great wonders for me. Your thoughts, you're always thinking of me like no one else. And your kindness is greater than whatever could be recounted. And that's the seventh Tnai in understanding. It's the song that's been famous for a while. Ki herbeisa toivis aloi. You shower me with so many kindness. And that's how a person is supposed to live his life, with that understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers him with kindness. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to give it to us, and not because we are roi for it. Rather, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it b'tar nedava toiva v'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to be meitiv to Klal Yisrael, and to be meitiv to a person. And a person has to know that. V'atnai hashvi. Now we come to the seventh Tnai. And this, says the Chayvus HaLevavos, Sheyebaru loy, that a person has to be clear to a person, Ki l'chol habiruim sheboilam hazeh yesh gvul mesuyim. That whatever is created in this world has a gvul, has a boundary. It's limited. What is it limited to? Lekamusan, whether it's its amount, echusam, zmanam, umekayman. Everything in this world is limited by time, space, number, quality, all types of different things that limit them. Al gvulim eile shegazer habari yisparach. And these limitations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed in the creation of the world, yefshe lohisiv v'loy ligroya. A person has to know that there's no way to increase it and there's no way to decrease it. Af echad ein yochel harbis is masha boire gozer alav shiyimat. If Hashem decreed that something should be limited, it should be a small amount, there is no way that anyone could increase it. V'loy lemait es masha boire gozer shiyah harbe. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed something should be a lot, there is no way anyone could decrease it. Ein mi sheyochel acheres ma shabari gozer shiyah muktam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that something should happen immediately, no one could delay it. V'lo lehakdim es ma shabari gozer shiyah mochar. And if Hashem decreed that it should be delayed, no one can make it happen earlier. So we have to realize that whatever happens in this world, Hashem makes it happen the time and place and manner that He decides. And nothing can change that. Now, when we read these words, we have to understand that, of course, a person could daven to Hashem to make a change. What we're referring to here in this Tnai is that no one can overpower or outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to make changes in things that happen, you have to go through Him. With Tvila, you have the power to go behind the scenes and change the reasons for the limitations or for the gzera. And truthfully, that's an aspect of ruchnius. That's an aspect of Ruchnius. In the world of Gashmius, you don't have the power to change anything. But you're able to tap into the world of Ruchnius, which will ultimately change the world of Gashmius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. And what he wants to happen, when it'll happen, where it'll happen, how it'll happen, that's how it's going to happen. The only way to circumvent that is through the power of tefillah. Continues the Chayvus HaLevavus. Boisam HaDvarim Shekein Mishavim Bem Gvulim Chadoshim. What about, there are things that seem to be changeable by humans. It seems that we do make new gevulim, new boundaries. Things change. Ima yidei siba, oya yidei ishtadlus ha'adam. Whether something happened, or whether a person worked and put in effort, it seems that he was able to make some type of change. We just said nothing could be changed. And yet, we see sometimes it does. Hareze mipnei shegvulim chadoshim eile. Heim hagvulim hamekoirim shenigzru al adover mitchilas briyasei. We have to understand that yes, sometimes we can make change. But it's only going to be in the confines of the original rules that Hashem created them with. And they operate with built-in flexibility. Which means to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created things, He gave room for flexibility. He gave room for some changes. He gave room for things to go in different places. And when we, in this world of Gashmius, are able to change it, that's because that's what Hashem already put into the system that is possible to have it. So you'll tell me, so why didn't He just make it like this, l'chatchila? If I can make it bigger, if I can make it wider, if I can make it whatever it is, so how come Hashem didn't create it that way? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, He created a world full of potential. A world full of potential, and the job of people is to bring out that potential. He wants that people should bring the world to its shleimus. He wants the people to bring a world and to enhance the world. So he created this world, and He created all the elements here, and He wants garmim, people to cause things to happen. The garmim meila misavim af hema yidei garmim acherim lo yigiyaz manu lisavis ad kai. So you'll say, why didn't that happen immediately? Because Hashem decided when He created it that there's going to be a certain amount of garmim. There's going to be a certain amount of room for it to happen, but only at a certain time, after a certain amount of time. This is all part of the gezeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what a person has to know. A person has to realize that everything in this world is exactly the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it. There's no way to change it. There's no way to enhance it, to make it bigger, smaller, delay it, make it earlier. And if you see those possibilities, because that's part of the system that Hashem created.